Hello.
Yes, yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I was in church also. I'm also a choir member, and it was very disturbing. Mm-hmm. But I called to the bathroom not only because of singing in the choir, because I live in the area, and it's really, really disturbing when you want to rest at night, and they have this volume of noise. It's not that they can't keep the fest, but they don't show no consideration for the people that live in the area. Mm-hmm. I mean, the noise is excessive. The bass, you can hear the whole place vibrating. You can't rest. People have to go to work the next day. Mm-hmm. There's no consideration for the residents living in the area. I mean, that's the only one place. There are places I just want to wait further down the road. There's excessive noise. You have to put up with this almost every weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you. Like we said, we've shared the concern of the lady. I'm sure we'll share a concern. And like Mr. Innes said, he will be looking into that situation. Let's hope that we can, you'll be able to rest more comfortably day after.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call. We just take this one more call before we get back to talking about Kaduman. You're on the air. Good. Brass Tack Sunday. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Price, and good morning to your esteemed panel of officers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. I'm congratulating the police, just like Mr. Murray would have, in respect to all that they have been able to achieve thus far. I'm particularly satisfied that the police are going to bend over backward to make sure security is paramount.
That's right.
Look, Mr. Murray touched on such an interesting. The police surprise you in that the police, they're trained, and I've got a serious concern with people playing around with the police. I don't go for that. And when you're given an instruction, an order, and whatever, you got to adhere, because the police and the community got to work together, but you got to respect the police. And this foolishness about talking back to the police and outrageous kind of behavior to the police every time, it's unacceptable. So I agree with Mr. Murray.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Now let's get back to dealing with the whole thing of Grand Kaduman, because this is on tomorrow. This is the final phase of the Swedish Summer Festival. Mm-hmm. Inspector Griffith, I want you to give us a rundown on what we can expect security-wise and everything that's related to it.
Good morning, Barbados. For security-wise, security is a collaborated effort. It is between the citizens and us, because we will never have enough police officers to police the whole country at one time. But what we do is that we have put certain strategies in place to police Barbados at the Kaduman and police Barbados away from the Kaduman. Because we recognize also that when we put officers to police Kaduman, there are still districts that would need policing, etc. So the police officers will be out on Spring Garden and along the road. But there will also be policing in the districts the same way. We will be responding to calls for assistance in the districts. We'll be patrolling those districts on the outside, because we recognize that, you might be pushing one person away to the other side. So we want to deal with the whole question of Kaduma as in one package. And the package is the country. We're going to police the country on Kaduma Day. What I want to address is are some things that we would want some assistance with. Let's start with driving under the influence of alcohol. You cannot take home all the alcohol with you, inside of you. It will never happen. You understand me? Alcohol has been around for a long time, and nobody has gotten all of it drunk as yet. So therefore, drink responsibly, and recognize that when you are affected by alcohol, it's not only you, but the persons around you. And you may be driving, you have road users, other persons, pedestrians using the road, etc., that you can create challenges for. And indeed, your extended family, who, if you end up dying, you're leaving challenges also. So therefore, recognize that you cannot drink alcohol at that level that you find that people land alongside the road and making themselves nuisances by using all of that alcohol. And then, because of these behavioral changes, then you have disputes occurring that might recognize. These disputes cause challenges because then other people on the fringes of these disputes become embodied in them because they may be throwing stones, bottles, etc. Innocent people are injured simply because you're not controlling yourself with all of that alcohol that you may have consumed. Therefore, please, take your time, drink what is necessary, what you can handle, and then leave the rest for somebody else to handle.
Just right? Let me ask a question, curiosity. If a police officer recognizes that a person, without testing, no scientific test here, you can just look at a person, you can see when a person
is... There are provisions for that person to be examined by a doctor.
But you can ask the person to step out the car or anything like that?
We are going to do that because we are going to look after this. It is safety.
Right.
And if we recognize a person is drunk and in charge of a vehicle, that vehicle can become a weapon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it is problems for many other persons. It might end in a mass casualty event. And we're trying to keep the whole country, not just Spring Garden, not just before the event, but we are doing after policing of the event also, that we are going to record it. We're going to make sure that at come Tuesday morning that we have as little challenges as possible. People going to Kaduma, there's a big crowd. We don't want people taking expensive jewelry and things to jam in the crowd, because you're going to find that it will either lost or stolen maybe, and then you create another challenge. So you don't have to bring all of that stuff down to your $5,000 gold chain and gold bangles and this kind of thing. Store these things in an appropriate place, in a safe area, or give them to family members who may be at home, who are not coming for their safety, and then you can go off to the event and do not find yourself in the band jumping with this expensive stuff, and then we have challenges at the end of it. Persons leaving their homes to go to the events, we're asking people to secure your home. Spend a minute or two walking back through the house to ensure that you have secured the doors and the windows. Make sure that everything is, that your house is airtight, since no one is going to be there. If there's a neighbor that is going to be in the area, let the neighbor know you're not there. It is time that people begin to live as neighbors. Speak to your neighbor. I'm going down to Spring Garden and have an eye next door for me, etc. Let's do that. Let's be a community again. And let's begin to look at things like this. So you begin to ensure that these things are not, that your house is secured, that there are no facilitators left outside. When I say facilitators, I mean your ladders and your tools in the garage, etc. These are things that anybody who wants to challenge your home, you're providing it for them at your home. They don't have to bring it if you're providing it exposed for them to use whilst they come to your premises. So we want you to secure all this stuff, your ladders, put them away, etc. Secure your house. Do not leave the keys. You know, sometimes people, in their effort to run away from home and get to the event quickly, you know, you come out, sometimes many people come out and find their keys still in the door, right? Remember that some of the people that may be involved in criminal activity may not be going to Kaduma. They may be going to work in your district. Yes, I mean, and we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that your district is covered. The police officers will be in the district, but please do not facilitate entry into your house by being reckless at this critical time. We've spoken to the vendors at Crop Over, but at this time, we want people who are vendors who take in money, especially into the nighttime, to look at their currency carefully so that they don't end up with people passing counterfeit notes that they may have made in some photocopier or something. And at night especially, you need to check on these things. You need to make sure that you're receiving authentic money. Otherwise, by Tuesday morning, you may find that the $1,500 that you want to put in the bank might not only be $600. Because once the people recognize that you're not checking, they'll keep passing it to you all the time. And you're going to be giving back good change. Mm-hmm. Right? So please do not do this. People carry bikes also. You know, and I see the fad now is that everybody has their cell phone in the back pocket. In a crowd, those phones are going to be stolen. People are going to pull just the bunks and pull the phone at the same time. You won't recognize your phone is gone until when you're ready to use it again. And we don't want persons to be exposing these things, conking money in exposed areas, especially visiting the ATM. We find on many occasions people visit the ATM. Take only what you need. You know, don't think you want $8,000 to go out Spring Garden or anything like this. Take only what you need. And when you take money from the ATM, I'm asking persons to ensure you use ATMs in populated areas where everybody's around, where people can see. And then there's this fad where people take the money from the ATM and they stand up and count it. No reason to count the money at the ATM. Because if it's you count it and they're $20 short, there's nobody there to ask about that. You know what I mean? So you have to still go to a financial institution or your financial institution at some time there. So when you get to an area which is safe, you can then check your money, mm-hmm. right? There's lots of parking around. For Spring Garden, they're park and rise and they're parking this. But one of the things about parking is that I find that people leave expensive items in their vehicles.
Including firearms.
Firearms.
Legal ones, maybe.
If you're going and you don't want to take your firearm, you should have a safe where your firearm should be in. Or sometimes people take them to police stations where we take the information, record it, and we put it in safekeeping. But certainly, do not leave firearms in vehicles. Do not leave tablets and laptops in the vehicles. A person said to me recently that they usually lock the items in the trunk. I said to them, do not lock it in the trunk. Leave it in another safe place, because vehicles are not like years ago when the back seat is screwed down. Once you're in the cabin, you're in the trunk. So please do not practice leaving expensive items in the vehicle, whether it's in the trunk or in the cabin of the vehicle, because that will cause some challenges and you will lose your property along the way, right? Walking the streets, everybody walks with earphones in their ear now. So you know what happens? You're listening to the earphones, you're distracted. You don't know what is going on around you. You reduce your level of alertness, and hence you can be targeted because you're not going to be aware of what happens when the criminal attacks you, or that person's with criminal intent attacks you. So it is a hand-in-glove situation. We are going to be there for you, but we want you to be there for us too. Exactly. And if you see something, say something to us. Mm-hmm. You know, so don't hold it as a secret. If you see something, say something to us. Speak to a police officer. And people who have brought children to the event, what they need to do is to explain to their children, should you become detached from me, go to a police officer. And once you that child goes to a police officer, you can rest assured we're going to take that child into our possession, custody, and we are going to make an effort to find that parent. But meanwhile, that child will be safe whilst we are trying to make that attachment again to the various parents. And if they continue to listen to the radios, various radio stations around, and we will put that information out there if we find difficulty. So they too can, some person or family member at home or while we recognize that, yeah, that's my niece, let me go down and assist the parent who may be trying to contact. So these are the things, these are just some of the things, mm-hmm. right, that we will want persons to recognize that they're part of this whole security effort. And that they need to speak to their peers. Mm-hmm. And after the event, people go home. We don't want you to be, I see females late at night walking alone along streets going home. Let's travel in groups. Groups, there's safety in numbers. And therefore, if you have that challenge, find a group that is going to your direction and try to get home. Or leave early. You don't have to be there until the last ball is out. No, you don't have to be there. Do it for a reasonable time, and then use that safe window that you can get home before putting yourself at risk at the event. So these are some of the things I want to speak to persons about, and I hope that it's not only for Kaduma, as you recognize. This is generally, I would like people to be behaving in this matter so that we don't have challenges. And one final thing is the issue of fire, but you know, some people leave the children at home and go to the event. some people who may not be as responsible as other persons. But sometimes you come back home and the fire service is there and you have problems. So please, do not leave your children alone to attend any event, whether it be Kaduman or any other place. Be responsible and always make sure that there's a caregiver around to look after those vulnerable ones at the critical time when you're not going to be around.
All right. Thank you very much, Inspector Griffith. There are 12 points which were...
All different types of plywood, B-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing.
Big or small, Brilliant Metals, we have it all. Brilliant Metals, we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
And welcome back to Brass Tacks. I'm just going to do this, repeat some of those safety measures for Kaduma, but they're, as Inspector Griffith said, they're for all events. There were basically 12 points. The first one is, of course, drink responsibly. The second one, leave the jewelry at home. Leave all the bling at home. Third, secure your house properly before leaving. Tell a neighbor you're going. And make sure, don't be in such a hurry that you leave the keys in the front door. Fourth one, vendors should make sure and look at the currency very, very carefully to ensure that no funny money is being passed. And this is especially at night in particular. Cell phone in the back pocket is a no-no. It can easily be stolen. Make sure to use ATMs at in populated areas or areas that are well lighted, and please don't count your money while standing at the ATM. Of course, the seventh one is don't leave expensive items in vehicles, expensive items like tablets and laptops, and of course firearms. Put them in a nice secure place. In terms of your firearm, you can take it to a police station, they'll take the details, give you a receipt, and you can get it when you're finished. Don't walk with earphones as you will be distracted. Come on, that is common sense, but and that is one of the things that we see too much of. But if you're at a major event and with loud music, a lot of crush of people, and you have earphones in your ears, clearly you're asking for trouble. Ninth point, if you see something, say something to the police. Again, common sense. The people who are there to assist you are the police. So please, communicate with them. That's the only way that they can really assist you better. 10 is explain to children if they're separated that they from you as in the adult, go to the police and the police will secure the child there, and then you through their communication level you'll be able to find that child much easier. So make sure and communicate that to your child before you leave home. I'll just jump this one, which is don't leave children at home alone. Make sure if you're going to an event like Grand Kaduman, make sure there's a responsible adult there who can take care of them. And the final one is travel in groups, especially at night when you're going home. And that's if you have to leave the event at night. If you know you're going to be traveling by yourself, leave a little early because you've been there all day. Come on. So leave a little early to make sure you're safe and take advantage of that early window of opportunity.
Yes, you're on the ball there. Okay. I just want to... A few additions. I just want to inform our listeners about that. These are occurrences that these things occur yearly. I don't know, but I believe Mr. Innes will deal with that. Persons jumping among revelers. It is an offense to enter a group, the band, before it moves off and you enter, that's an offense. Whereas the band's on the road and you enter, it's an offense. You have to be invited in, and if you are not and you enter, then you become an intruder, whereby that you can be arrested, you can be charged. The fines are $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Or 6 months.
Or 6 months or both. Mm-hmm. So the choice is yours. But we want to say a few words to band leaders. I've been working at a junction now at Eastman Corner for years, probably as long as you were... Where you were, for years. And I've noticed that band leaders have problems sometimes with their revelers. Mm-hmm. They use ropes, and these revelers refuse to use the ropes. When they reach my destination and they are not in the ropes, then we'll take other actions. But I just want to implore band leaders, like I've done all years, to allow their revelers to remain in the ropes. The reason being, you will find they come outside the ropes, then they involve in activities with some of these youngsters along the roads, and then we're accused of not really ensures the safety of their revelers. Mm-hmm. If they have the ropes, we will know who are in there and they're safe.
Who should be in there?
Yeah. Because if you know, if he would recognize someone who shouldn't be, then we can take the action. But if they're outside the ropes and anything occurs, we are accused of not looking after revelers because this one was assault, this person's daughter was assault, this child was assault. So to avoid that, we are going to ask, we are going to plead again with the band leaders to make sure that their revelers stay within the ropes for the security at all times. We would have a police officer escorting that band down and they provide their own security. If there's a problem, I believe that revelers should notify the police officer who has a radio. He can radio in his information and it'll be dealt with by other policemen on the streets. He will have the assistance. But mind you, we are appealing to them to make sure they stay within the ropes at all times for their own safety.
A question that I want to ask is something that I haven't seen much of it recently, but revelers jumping, basically to use the word, walking up on policemen are trying to do that. As I said, I don't see as much as it used to be years ago.
I've been a victim of that for years.
Well, I know, if you had a picture
of you. You know, sometimes, I know, but sometimes that's a one-day thing.
Yeah.
That's a one-day thing. I'm sure if they want to rest out on Tuesday because it would be different.
Yes.
I'm in New York and I've seen in New York over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I take it for a joke and just, you've had enough and just move on. Mm-hmm. But they will do it on, you'll be surprised to see the number or the kind of individual that will do that on Kaduma Day. And Tuesday morning, the broad street will pass here, they won't even utter a word. But you know, that's how people are. Mm-hmm. And we accept that.
That's one of the realities of
the festival.
There are several WhatsApp messages, gentlemen, asking if you'll be charging them with sexual harassment. Well, I wanted to go back, if I may, to the question of Bay Street from a different perspective. I know people were talking about the noise. There is a new venue on Bay Street just down from the traffic lights on Jemmett's Lane. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The challenge that I see happening now, and I'm sure it will continue once that place goes into full effect, is that vehicles turning across the traffic on that traffic light trying to access the car park is causing a major headache. Mm-hmm. When you have situations like this, how much input does the force have in regulating where the entrances and exits to those places are? Because next to a traffic light, I mean, you guys are going to have your hands full with it. Mm-hmm.
You know that town planning's duty is to provide the entrances and exits. When persons make applications for a business place and they submit their plans, town planning will decide the entrance and the exits. Right. You're aware of that, right?
I'm aware that's what's supposed to happen, but what is happening, and this is what is frightening to me, mm-hmm. is that if you're coming down Bay Street, mm-hmm. the entrance is on your left, so you mm-hmm. turn, there's no problem. Mm-hmm. It's when you're coming from the port, mm-hmm. or you're coming up, you turn it across on traffic lights. Mm-hmm. And it is a headache already. Mm-hmm. And it didn't finish yet.
It has a lot of implication, Dennis, as you said, in traffic management, because we drive on the left side of the road. Right turns always provide an issue. And we try to avoid that, especially with highly trafficked areas. What we do as a police force, once we see it and we are dealing with issues, apart from the natural regulation, we can't afford to have police officers there. But we make recommendations to the Ministry of Transport and Works and Maintenance. They are the ones who make wrong things right in terms of the development, the actual physical layout of what we have in there. And they've done it several places in Bellville, wherever you want to negate that right turn that causes considerable traffic disruption and pile up. That's something that we refer to the ministry if they are not aware. And I think that they are very well aware of a lot of things that are happening on our streets now. We just give them a nudge and remind them, or sometimes we write them formally, explaining the challenges, and they will do a site visit, and they normally would rectify the issue.
One of the questions I want to look at with in terms of Grand Kaduma again, mm-hmm. is just focusing on spring guarding itself. Mm-hmm. And the actual control of the crowd there, in terms of management, I don't like the word control, the actual management of the crowd there, especially as it gets a little darker. Mm-hmm. Are we going to be getting more lights on spring guarding? than even before? Are we also going to see a heavier presence of police as it gets later? Let's deal with that.
What I would say to you is that the Lieutenant Paul has been very kind. And they've been out before Kaduma. They've made all the changes to the lighting. There's now nice LED lighting on Spring Garden. In addition, there are lighting towers that have been placed in strategic areas where it has gotten a little dark to illuminate the area a lot more. So there's a lot of work going on and still going on in the area. But lighting is critical, and we have had much consultation with Barbados Light and Power, Government Electrical Engineering, the Bridgetown Port, and light. Those are some areas that we have addressed, and I'm quite sure that during the last 2-3 weeks, Light and Power was at Spring Garden and the giant area around there making the appropriate changes to lighting. And where we would have seen from our inspection at night that the lighting was a little challenged in certain areas, lighting towers have been strategically placed in those areas to assist in the illumination of the activity areas.
Okay. And so I can't believe I can say to you, for the question you posed to Mr. Innes earlier this morning about the Sanderson photo, that would add some essence to your question. Mm-hmm. Yeah? You've asked about the number of policemen at an event. I don't think we can ever, for Kaduma, I don't think that we can ever provide too many policemen. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've asked the question, that's the answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Two other quick questions before we go to the next call. Do the police back up the food inspectors, the who come around checking at vendor stalls to make sure there are licenses and whatnot?
Yes. Of course we do.
Of course, it's part of law enforcement, supporting them. They have to enforce the law as it relates to what we eat. For sure, that's a very important part of it. And we do support them. If there are challenges with persons, vendors selling food or whatever items that are not healthy, obviously they have to be disposed of or whatever, we support them. Vendors usually lend their support though for the health inspectors. Most people, when they see the health inspectors coming around, they pull up the socks quickly and they put systems in place. But yeah, we are there for that cause.
Mm-hmm. And I say too, also the fire service is there for those people with open flames. They are there to ensure that the appropriate fire extinguishers are put in place to should anything happen, a flare-up of fire or anything, that be addressed as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So they are also on board patrolling along with the inspectors to ensure that these critical things are put in place. Because one incident can gravitate into a major
hope on the morning we can break out if there's any incident.
Right. Yeah. It's not just the incident, it is what will happen after.
Yeah.
And therefore, we everyone is on board. This is a team effort by all the enforcement agencies to ensure that everyone does what they're supposed to do. And by extension, Mr. Innes will tell you, we had meetings with the vendors and all the persons who have taken part in there so that they know what is required and how they should behave and what they should be doing.
Okay. And the last question, which I think Inspector Innes would have tried to address, but I'll ask it anyhow. Mm-hmm. Has there been any attempt to deal with a number of known elements who you want to ensure that they are nowhere around there to cause any trouble? Has there been any attempt whatsoever by the police force?
Let me answer and say this. We are a professional police force. We are accredited police force. I think the Commissioner of Police himself did an interview on that same very topic only a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And police will from time to time do their investigations. All serious matters, all matters are investigated, are brought to the attention of police, are investigated. But if you were asking directly, in a frank manner, if the police force have set up a campaign to get known persons who misbehave themselves around this time out of the picture, we do not, that's not a campaign of ours. We do not do policing that way. As I said, we're a professional force and we deal with matters on merit.
But the question would be, why not? Because like for example.
There's a constitution, sir.
I know, but just bear with me. And I'm speaking, I think, on behalf of the public. Mm-hmm. In England, for example, mm-hmm. and in fact, in Europe, where you have football hooligans, and it's recognized that you have football hooligans. Yeah. If there are major events, you actually don't allow these guys to travel to X or Y place, or you ban them from X or Y event, because you know that they have a history of that behavior. So notwithstanding our constitutional rights, mm-hmm. I think the question is one that should be asked and answered.
It's a case, like Mr. Griffith said, those countries have legislation for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have regulation and specific legislation dealing with particular activities and whatnot. Unfortunately, at this stage, we in the Royal Barbados Police Force don't have a specific legislation for that. We have to deal with matters like an everyday, mm-hmm. you know, investigation, whatever.
Right. But we must remember too that Sanka is a journalist. We must remember that. And we were accused of something like that years ago. And I think Sanka know about that accusation that was made against us then.
That's we go out there for
that's
life.
We
will not do that. We recognize, like I said, we are uh-huh. intelligence-driven force.
Yeah.
And we work with intelligence. And we work with it before every event, and we work it continuously. So we don't have to go there to violate people's rights to do that. We are custom policing Barbados, and we will police Barbados in a humane way, along with the assistance from the public and the laws of the country.
That's great news to hear. You're on Brass Tacks Sunday. Good morning.
Good